This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Thanks to COVID-19, our club meetings have now been in disarray for many months. As we appear to be returning to some sort of normality, we are now seeking a return to a more structured meeting regime. We have been holding all of our business meetings on air for quite a while now, but crave a return to face-to-face meetings as soon as possible. Some time ago now, our group decided that we would hold on one of our business meetings in Millicent approximately every 3 months, and we are now working out if we want to recommence this action. We are also exploring possible options to add a bit of variety to our locations and or methods for meetings. Watch this space. Unfortunately, our proposal to establish a repeater at Haywood in Victoria has fallen flat for the moment, as the second landowner on the chosen site has decided not to allow the project to go ahead. The original site owner was all for the project, but, unfortunately, he sold the property, and the new owners appeared to be happy to continue the arrangement, but at the last minute they backed away. So, back to the drawing board. President Peter, VK5BE, and members of the Portland Club are now investigating possible alternate sites. Hopefully they can come up with a site that will work as well as the proposed original would have. A very large investment has been made in time and effort on this project, and it would be nice to see it come to fruition. We have our first car rally for some considerable time coming up on the 1st of May. To be held in the forest just east of the mount, it will be great to be involved again, as a number of us really enjoy getting out in the bush for a few hours and playing radio. This is an evening rally, and it is regular on the calendar. Hopefully this signals the start of life returning to normal, but I should not get too excited just yet, as I don't think we've seen the last of this plague just at the moment. It would be nice to be proved wrong, though. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Introducing the AREG Fox Hunt Masters. This will hopefully see all you old school fox hunters come out of the dark to compete in our May Fox Hunt event. For any of you headed to the Surge Fox Hunting Championships in June, consider this as your warm-up. This event will be held on the evening of Saturday the 15th of May, with the hunt kicking off at 5 p.m. from the AREG Clubrooms car park at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Note, the clubrooms will not be open, we're simply starting the hunt from there. This event will see both of our usual 2-metre foxes deployed somewhere across town. The challenge will be to see who can find them the fastest. The winner will be presented with a trophy at the June AREG meeting if won by a member or visitor present, otherwise we will post it out to them. A third bonus 70cm fox will also be deployed for those with 70cm fox hunting abilities that want an extra challenge on the night. As usual, everyone is welcome to join in. This is not limited to AREG members, so dig out your direction finding gear and come and join us. At the conclusion of the hunt, we will gather somewhere for a bite, coffee or a drink if anyone is interested. This will be discussed on the club's VK5 RSB 70cm repeater on the night. For more information, visit our website at areg.org.au or look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/VK5ARG. We look forward to seeing you on the night. 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night's meeting was a night devoted to contesting techniques. And Tony, VK5 FBIC, gave us the lowdown on how to perform in a contest on air. And people had their handhelds with them, and they all did some practical work contacting each other and passing reports and so forth and marking them into a log. So that went very well. We all had a good time. And we even had some Anzac biscuits. So it was a very good night. So thank you very much, Tony, and thanks to everybody that came along and joined in the fun of a imitation contest. And the buy and sell was held a couple of weeks back. Was very well attended. It was a very pleasant day for it. And unfortunately, we couldn't hold it in our usual meeting hall, as Angelina Ballerina and her friends had that hall booked for the day. So anyway, we went up to a similar hall on Smart Road. And yeah, we got quite a few people there who were selling some of their pre-loved gear, and a lot of other people who managed to get a bargain. So I hope everybody had a good time there. Certainly plenty of socialising and talking to people and having a good time and, yeah, perusing some of the stuff that was on sale. So hope everybody had a good time and, yeah, we'll have another buy and sell in the future. And now I've got a very important message from Sir Lunchalot. Now, Sir Lunchalot's been wandering around wearing out shoe leather and getting lots of indigestion. But he's finally found a location for the 5th Friday lunch, which will be on next Friday, the 30th of April, and we'll be going to the Clovercrest Hotel and get there at noon. We've got a table booked and very good food there and very reasonable prices. So next Friday, the 5th Friday, will be the lunch at the Clovercrest Hotel at noon. So come along and have a good lunch and a nice talk with the members of the North East Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the current news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We've been advised that the site where we have our shack is to be sold, and we must find somewhere we can set up another shack. More information when we know when it's going to happen. We are looking around the Blackwood and Blair area for suitable premises, but so far the sticking point has been needing somewhere to store our stuff, the radios and the electronics we have in the shack now. If you have any ideas or contacts, please email me. All suggestions will be investigated. AHARS is planning to have a silent auction soon, and John, VK5EMI, is busy making up a list of those more valuable items that are stored in various members' QTHs, mostly from deceased estate collections. Over the past few days, I have emailed to members instructions on how to use Paul's excellent remote listening site at Ironstone Range. If you have not received this, then I may not have your current email address, or the gremlins in the email system may have blocked my mass email to you. If you do not receive the document, kiwisdrnotes.pdf, send me an email and I will try again. Please keep your subs rolling in. So far we've had more than 80% of members pay their subs for 2021. If you do not have access to online banking, you can send us your payment to the AHARS Post Box. AHARS Inc. P.O. Box 401, Blackwood SA 5051. The subs were still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members if paid before the end of March. There is now a late fee of $5 to be added to these figures. You can pay by direct deposit. The name is AHARS, A-H-A-R-S. The BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. I will repeat that. The BSB is 105186 and the account number is 036-248-940. Please do not forget to include your name and or call sign in the details. Pat is sending emails to all those who have paid to make sure we have their correct email address. I will be updating the AHAS calendar on the website over the weekend, and this can be accessed by clicking on the upcoming events tab at the opening page, and then under the big PDF logo, you will find a PDF file called AHAS calendar underscore 2021 and a version number. Click on this file. This is the calendar. Keep an eye on your email and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHAS is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is philstore@adam.com.au, and that is philstorr at adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.